Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what do you do when you discover there's a ghost in your bed? Do you run? Do you hide? Do you spoon? Today, we hear of one such story.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And hey, get yourself hooked up with all of the bonus episodes of our show. Brand new ones every single week. In fact, like up to almost like 280 some of them now. These are jam-packed with the best ghost stories you've ever heard. Get access to all of them, and like I said, brand new ones every week at ghostpodcast.com or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. That's your extra when you support our program for $5 a month. Yeah, $5 a month. Get access to all of those. Plus, you get advanced episodes of the regular show, and they're commercial free as well. And you get them like 2 or 3 weeks before they're released to the public. Also, advanced ticket sales. Lots of cool extras for only $5 a month, supporting this program and keeping it on the air. So please and thank you for that. I do appreciate that. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Carol Hughes joining you once again. And how are you this fine day?
I'm good, Tony. Hey, didn't you just put a book out, or it's coming out?
I think I did.
I think you did.
Yeah. What's it called?
I think I saw it the other day. And I don't know when this episode airs, but that really cracks me up that you're like, I think I did.
It should be out now.
Did I put out a book?
Did I put out a book? I do so many, and I'm not like trying to be like pretentious or like, oh yeah, they had to remind me. Because the thing is, when you put a book together, you put it all together like months ago. So this was really on my end for the most part finalized in like March, and then you kind of move on with your life and everything else that you're doing, and then suddenly like, oh, by the way, the book's coming out this week. So actually, by the time this airs, it is out. Unless you're listening to this in an advanced episode, it's coming out.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not, depending on when you're listening. But yes, The World's Favorite Ghost Stories is what it is called, 13 Creepy Tales, and it's compiled by me. And it's written by a bunch of authors in time. So these are like historical ghost stories from authors from all over the world. Some of the stories have been translated into English. So some of these stories you may have never even heard before, but they are creepy as hell. And what is interesting is every country, every part of the world, you know, where everyone comes from, everybody has their differences and things like that. But really, one thing that everyone has in common, their ghost stories. Now, they may call their ghost something a little bit different. They may be in slightly different settings, but they all do the same crazy shit. So it's really interesting to hear different cultures, and especially the time periods as well. That's what I really enjoy, is the settings of a lot of these stories, because it goes way back. It's not like the 80s or the 70s or the 60s. We're talking like turn of the century, even a little bit before then. So it's really interesting, but it is out, available on Amazon or wherever books are sold. So do go check that. And if you don't mind, a positive Amazon review would be nice. Or I should say honest Amazon review. I do enjoy positive. Positive is nice. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to be like one of those, just give me your honest opinion. Like, just be nice is all I'm saying. Just be nice. If you have nothing nice to say, then don't say anything at all. But exactly. It's different than the last book. So don't expect it. You know, don't base the opinion on the last book, because the last book was stories from our show. This is intentionally not that. So I know I'm going to get some review where it's like, it's not like the show. Yes, it's not supposed to be. It's different. So, but it's cool. If you like ghost stories, I think you'll really enjoy it. It would make a great Christmas gift or stocking stuffer or, you know, whatever. So it's,
I cannot read things like that before I go to bed. I cannot.
I whisper
even
them.
Even ghost movies or anything like that. I have to If I do it in the afternoon, I'm okay. But anything like that right before bed, I have the most horrible dreams every time.
That doesn't affect me. I don't know why. Like, what I watch before bed, it never gets me. I don't know why. But what will get me is if I do a monotonous task throughout the day, then I'm going to dream the entire night that I'm doing that monotonous task. Like, the other day I was power washing Harper's playset out back. So, and that took like 7 hours to get this thing. It was completely like soot black from all of the years of the neglect here. And I power washed it and it looks like brand new. I was amazed how nice the wood looks now. But 7 hours of doing this task, it's just stuck in my brain. So it's like, all night I dreamt I was doing that. It's like the old days of radio stations too. I would do that too with the CDs. We have to, or like, keep track of the two. You got the two denims and one runs out. You got to press play on the next and have your stack of CDs ready to go. That's a very, you got to be on the ball task. And you do that long enough, that'll stick with you. But
you know, the one that I have all the time, and it must be stress related, is I'm in college and I'm enrolled in these classes and I just never get around to making it to that one class or two.
Yeah.
And now it's the end of the semester and I'm like, shit, I haven't been to that class all semester. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Why didn't I drop the class? What? I had that again the other night. I haven't been in college in forever.
I think
that's okay. Why I still dream that.
Some of those stressful points in life never leave you. You know, those are the times that your brain tends to go back to. I don't know if it's like just trying to make something right or if it's trying to correct something or do something better, or I don't know what the hell it is, but I'll get this.
And just so you know, I never did that in college. Like, I remembered to go to the classes I paid a lot of money to go to.
But was that your fear back then that you would like miss something or
no?
I don't know.
I mean, it was, college is stressful because it's college.
Yeah.
Or it's like, I still have dreams about waiting tables. And I'm like, they keep seating me. I can't keep up. I've got food up. And they sat me again. And I can't keep up with everything. Just I have those.
For some reason, our minds just like to hold on to these stressful, shitty moments in life and replay them at fun, for fun. You know, it's like, that's nice. Like, my mind's an asshole. That's how I feel sometimes. It's like, you're a real dick. You know that? Oh, wait, I'm talking about me. So,
well, what I'm saying is I will read your book just early mornings.
Well, there you go. Enjoy reading it up with your Cocoa Krispies. It will go very well together. 855-853-4802 is our number. Real Ghost Stories Online to share your ghost story with us. Let's jump over to your first ghost story of the day. It says, I just wanted to let you know how much I really enjoy listening to the podcast. I'm writing today, though, with a very important message I want everyone to hear about. Simply put, not all ghosts are mean and scary. My whole life I've experienced paranormal activity in both states that I've lived in, California and Texas. I'm an empath. A man, I have stories for days. I've encountered so many experiences that others have had similarly from what I hear on your podcast. Some encounters were spooky, some were straight demonic-like. I come from a family of psychics, which is a blessing, and I'm very proud of. However, being an empath is hard work and doesn't always feel like a blessing. I was, however, blessed with the ability to see a person's last moments of death, feel their last feelings, and hear their last words. Of all the paranormal experiences and research that I've had, I discovered that there really is a difference between a ghost and a spirit. To define it easiest, a ghost is a person stuck on Earth after death, and a spirit is someone who had died and comes back just to visit. Now that I've cleared that up for everyone, I really want everyone to know that not all ghosts are mean, demonic, or scary. We just tend to fear what we do not see or cannot explain logically. That brings me to a more positive story. For 5 years, I lived in an apartment in Livermore, California, with my two young daughters. At the time, it was occupied by a ghost of a woman. It was across the street from a cemetery, but I'm not sure that it had anything to do with the ghost in my home. I was more fearful of the large open field that was next to our apartment complex. I always had a very sickening vibe from it. The feeling of very bad things happening within that field. Over the 5 years we lived there, we had so many unexplained things happen. From the time we first moved in, my children and I have seen someone lying in my bed at least once or twice a week, a full figure of a woman's body under the covers. So real that my kids had literally started talking to her because they thought it was me lying in bed on numerous occasions. She would turn on my alarm clock radio full blast at times as if to get my attention. One time, I and my best friend were sitting in the kitchen talking about childhood memories of good old-fashioned ass-whooping, and suddenly the kitchen faucet turned on full blast. I don't think she liked the conversation. I told my friend, and I told her we were going to change the subject. Many pictures that were taken inside my home included an orb. In fact, almost every picture was taken, no matter what room, day or night, included an orb. I caught a glimpse of her a few times in the hallway over the years, but it was as if she didn't want to be seen because she would disappear quickly when I would see her. She wore a dark, full-length dress that looked like an 1800s style. The one thing I missed the most was her voice every single morning, whispering to me to wake up. I was never late for work, not one day, and I never heard the alarm clock. Her presence was very watchful, caring, concerned, and loving. She was very motherly. I really liked her, though. In fact, I grew to love her as if she were a mother to me. I never cared to research the history of the property. I knew what she was, and she never had a conversation with me, so I figured she didn't have a message. She was just there. I was so very sad when we had to move away and often wished I could have taken the ghost with us. After we moved, I never heard her voice again and would wake up sad in the morning. Something about hearing a mother's voice softly whispering for you to wake up was very comforting and was a very nice way to wake up. Maybe this is the first time in history that a human got attached to a ghost. Thanks for listening to my story, and maybe this will help ease the fear in some people out there, even if it is just a little bit. There you go. Attachment to the ghost. Thoughts?
I think that should be like a public service announcement for all ghosts out there. Like, this is how you do it, and people will like you. You know, can you just be kind, like we were just talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that that's a really, really lovely ghost. Like, I don't think I'd be freaked out by ghosts if they were lovely like that.
Just friendly.
You know?
If they made breakfast, that'd be even nicer. You wake up, oh, you made coffee for me this morning. Thank you.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that it's time to get up sort of mom thing. I mean, that would be amazing. Like, why don't you hear more stories like that? Why is it that ghosts are always scaring the crap out of people?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? There's got to be like lots of them that were nice on the earth.
Yeah.
Or are they just pissed because they're stuck someplace and it's like, I'm going to take it out on you.
It's interesting when you think of ghosts and what they can do and what their personalities may be like. Something just came to mind, and it's on this topic, but it's kind of an interesting take on it. I think it's because we were just talking about the book earlier and some of these really old ghost stories taking place in like the 1800s. If you were alive, a living individual in the 1800s, and you believed in ghosts and ghost stories, and you could take a glimpse into the future of today, of almost 2020, and the devices that we have in our world today, you would think we had harnessed the power of the supernatural, and that ghosts, they were somehow automatically turning the coffee maker on in the morning, and you could speak out loud, and this ghostly voice named Alexa responds to you and gives you the weather. They would have no concept of, oh my God, that's a computer. It wasn't a concept that existed. They would think that we had somehow figured out ghosts and harnessed them into these little appliances and boxes that we use.
Some voodoo magic sort of stuff.
You would. You would totally think that. Because that would be the logic of the time of what on earth could this possibly be? I mean, electricity was new. And some of the stories didn't even exist. So it's like, it's just interesting to think of some of those things. Of what you may assume is powering things. Although we do know Alexa probably is a ghost in a tiny cylindrical tube. Let's just be honest.
Probably. Who's listening to us all the time.
Exactly. She's listening. She's watching. She knows. So that should be their slogan as they go into the holiday season. She's listening. She's watching. She knows. Get Alexa this holiday season. I don't know about that. I got an Alexa in my car. I signed up for that thing and got that. And it works when there's service. It kind of relies on your cell phone to have good service for it to work well. And then when it is working, it works. It's not as reliable as in the house. But
I think I have the same problems with Alexa in my car that I have with her in my house. I don't know what to do with her.
Yeah.
All I do is say, what's the temperature?
You got to utilize her.
Once in a while, I'm like, do you have a recommendation for a book? And she doesn't.
Yeah.
But I'm like, because in my car, I have Google. And so I can ask my car anything I want.
Oh.
So it's like, I can ask my car to tell me a joke when I have it plugged in, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You're cheating on Alexa with Google. So
that, I am.
You're not able to give your full attention to one robot. That's the problem. You can't be like, well, I'm kind of with you over here in the house. And when we get in my car, I'm giving all my affection to this other robot. No. Quit fucking around on your robots. Pick one and stick with it.
I like the Google lady voice.
Yeah.
She's nicer.
Yeah, well, you can actually change the Alexa voice. Oh, no, you can't. Can you? I don't. No, I changed my Siri voice. That's what I changed. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mine's like an Englishman. I don't know why. I'm like, that works.
See, and I have the Galaxy.
Okay.
So I can't do, I don't think I can do fancy stuff like that.
No, you can't.
But I would like to have a grandma ghost, because that would be amazing.
That would be a great voice for these things. Instead of like, because like my Siri sounds like John Oliver now. But it would be great if you could have like the Titanic woman be the voice of your devices. Like, what time is it?
It's about 8:24 and I can still smell the fresh paint. The Titanic had never been sailed. They called it the ship of...
Shut up!
She sounds freaky.
Yeah. It'd be great if it was the woman from Titanic. And every time she goes off on a tangent, like she kind of answers your question, but not really, and goes off on like some other tangent that has nothing to do with what you asked. So it's a lot like this show, but it's in an old woman voice.
But you know that they would have the technology if... There's enough of my own voice on audio recordings that they could sample my voice and make anything sound like me. So eventually, I could be dead and somebody could have me as the voice of their Siri. Like, we really miss Carol. Let's make Carol the voice of our Alexa or something. You know, they could do that. And that, I mean, if they can't yet, it couldn't be all that far away.
Not Amazon. Adobe actually has a product that they're working on, and I saw a demo of it not that long ago, and it's really kind of scary. It's like the Photoshop of audio. And what the current version, or the one they demoed a couple years ago, and nobody's seen it since, because I think it's kind of dangerously scary what this thing can do. You feed into it about 15 minutes of dry voice, and then it has the patterns of the voice down, and then you can type anything you want. And it is scary how clear and natural it sounds as to what it's reading back. So you can do fake audio of, you know, you could do anything you want. Insert
don't
politician.
Don't let that out there. Now, don't let it out there.
Yeah. I mean, once that genie's out of the bottle and the gullibility of a massive percentage of our population has it, it's, you know, the people that believe memes, you know, can you imagine where it's, you know, audio? Holy shit. I mean, they're already doing it with some video, but the audio portion could be really, really scary. But hey, this show actually never has to end then. See, I was planning on just passing it down to Harper someday, but what I'm going to have her do is just type in everything she wants to say, and it will still be me even when I'm dead. So
now Harper will take it over.
She will.
She'll have some really great ideas for it.
She'll just have like these conversations with me, and I really won't be here. I'll just be saying whatever she wants me to say. So
exactly.
Yes. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Our next letter says, this happened when I was about 14 years old. I lived in a small apartment with my younger sister, 9, and my parents in New York. My sister and I shared a room. The apartment layout was in such a way that my bedroom served as a walkthrough to my parents' bedroom. At one end was a door that connected to the living room. At the other was a door to my parents' room. We had bunk beds that were in the center of the room, but against the wall, there were windows. I was looking for my bunk bed bell. Here it is. New office. I can't remember where I put it. There were two windows on the opposite wall. I slept on the top bunk and my sister on the bottom. One night I woke up from a very heavy sleep. I had no idea what had woken me up. I knew that something must have because I felt very sleepy. I looked over at the time on the TV and it said 3:33 a.m. I was half lying when I looked towards the window next to the living room door. The curtain was moving as if a breeze was blowing. It was the middle of a New York winter and we always kept the windows closed. Also, we had two sets of curtains on the windows. One set was heavy and dark blue to block out streetlight and the other sheer white. I was not scared at this point but was wondering how the wind was getting in through the window. Then the curtains began to sway harder as if a strong wind was moving them. I started freaking out. Then the curtains lifted all the way to the ceiling. They laid flat against the ceiling of my room as if they'd been glued there. I felt something was seriously wrong. I wanted to scream for my parents who were no more than 15 feet away, but the sound would not leave my throat. I opened and closed my mouth, but nothing happened. I knew I needed to get help, but I was not going to climb down that pass by that window. I tried to formulate a plan. I heard a blood-curdling scream from my mom. It brought me out of my fear and energized me to run to her room. It was as if knowing that someone else was awake meant that I was safe. I ran to her room where I found her shaking and crying. My dad was trying to console her as she was muttering something about a figure at the end of her bed. She knew nothing of what I had seen in my room, so this validated the experience for me 100%. When I started telling them what happened with the curtain, my dad refused to believe me. He told me that there was something wrong with my window. It must be broken, and that's how the wind got in. I just love parents. I knew what I saw because I'd been awake before it started, and of course, what my mom saw was not a coincidence. Eventually, I returned to my bed and passed out. The next morning, we got a phone call that my uncle had passed. He and my mom were close friends and big chickens, a la Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. They bonded over their perpetual and sometimes irrational fear of the paranormal and the dead. He was a big jokester, so that was probably his last prank because he knew that my mom was going to spaz out, possibly unrelated to this event. There was something way off about that apartment. While we lived there, strange things happened, but we'd never put together it as being something paranormal. For one, it was cold in there all the time. The bedrooms were always freezing. My parents chalked that up to bad insulation because it was an older building. My father worked nights and I slept with my mom in her room. It's a big chicken. Remember about 6 to 10 times that we would hear music playing loudly because the stereo in the living room had turned on. It was the kind that takes multiple CDs, and we could sometimes hear and see it cycling through the various CDs before it started playing. We told my dad about it, and he said that it was probably something off with the wiring. Anyways, last week I was talking to my little sis about the stuff that happened in that apartment and how creepy it was, and she looked at me in the eye and said, "That's why I never looked." I asked her what she meant, and she said that there was always someone walking around our room. I quickly told her that she might have been hearing people going up and down the stairs of the building. She said that she often used that excuse and that of the upstairs neighbors walking to go to sleep, but that sometimes it got so intense and loud that she knew there was an actual person or thing walking by in front of her bed from one end of the room to the other. She always kept her eyes closed and the blanket over her head because she didn't want to see what it was. To hear my little sis saying this absolutely floored me. Well, that's one hell of a way to come back and let your sister know that you're dead in a very Salem's right? Lot sort of way.
Well, it'd be like, that's a very cruel way. Like, I'm going to come back and scare the shit out of you.
Yeah. I'm just picturing the Salem's Lot ghost that goes up to the window and kind of taps on it and kind of the bluish dark light. That always, to me, was creepy as hell. I'm talking about,
but I don't know, like, in that way, since they hadn't known he passed.
Yeah,
it just seems like there's a way you could gently do that and not be like blowing wind through the curtains and you know, like,
it's not as dramatic though.
To the point she's screaming.
You gotta make your presence known if you're a ghost, otherwise people are gonna blow it off. You'll be like, it's somebody in the hall. It's like, I'm gonna make this like some Stephen King shit right here. And then everyone's going to know it's me because I died tonight. They'll figure that shit out soon enough. But till then, here comes Pet Cemetery, bitches. You know, it's That's probably what was going through his mind.
Just give me back the old grandma one.
Yeah. It's a good story. It's a creepy one.
Yeah, you can go all Pet Cemetery on him, or just like gentle, be like, "Hey, Carol, it's your brother. I'm dead." I mean, I guess that would freak me out too. But there's got to be a gentler way.
That would never get written into the show, though, either. Like, no one would talk and be like, "It was really sweet. He came in and wisped a little bit of my hair back and whispered in my ear, 'I love you. I love you forever.'" And that was it. No, fuck that. It's like, and then the curtains blew open and there was this apparition that rose up from the ground and I saw a head slowly rise above my windowsill, wind blowing its hair back in a dark blue hue, glowing, emanating from its body, and he tapped on the window. Like, that's so much better than the...
No, I want the ghost that's like, "Carol, I totally think that today... you should wear that really cute gray sweater."
Like, with fashion advice from the dead.
"You look so good in that. And your hair, by the way, Carol, looks really good today. You go out and just knock him dead today, Carol." I need that kind of ghost.
Motivational ghost.
It's like, "You can do this. You got this. Come on, Carol."
Like Tony Robbins is a ghost.
Oh, my God. But what if it never stopped? It'd be like, "Shut the fuck up."
Now, Tony Robbins would be, if he was a ghost, he'd be
a bad day. This outfit is not cute.
All of a sudden, he's like there, like a giant microphone and a stage and a fog machine. It's like, fuck. I wanted motivation, not like motivational, like conference in my, you know, too much.
Tony Robbins would be, you know, that guy's going to, is he dead? He's alive.
He's alive.
He?
Yeah, he's alive.
Okay, I don't know anything about him really, but like, he would be a freak you out sort of ghost because he wouldn't be quiet about any of it.
Freak you out and motivate you at the same time. Be very
or intimidate you. Like, I can't go through with that.
It's intimidating.
You can do it.
Intimidating enough as a living person. Can you, like, as a dead doing that? That would just be, yeah, a bit much. 855.
I can't learn Spanish. It's too hard. You can do it.
Do it now. Go, go.
Study.
855-853-4802. Our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a caller. Hi.
I was calling with an update on our old farmhouse that we bought. And there's been some stuff that's been happening, and I wanted to tell you about it. I was standing in the kitchen, and something out of the fridge, and my husband was next to the sink. And out of the corner of my eye on the right, it looked like my daughter ran up to me, and it startled me, and I looked, and there was nobody there. And my husband noticed, and he said, he goes, "What's the matter?" And I said, I could have sworn I just saw our daughter Emily, I just saw Emily run up to me, and you know, like she was going to say something. So I turned to say something, and there was nobody. I just saw somebody right out of the corner of my eye. And that's been kind of happening a couple times, you know, like I'll catch, I was looking from the living room through the kitchen into where we enter in the foyer. And I look up, and all of a sudden I saw this like black wispy thing. I don't even know how to describe it. It looked like somebody took some, like, silky black cloth and just kind of, like, did a little wave with it, and then it disappeared toward my older daughter's room. So that was kind of weird. And I don't... I try and be logical and rule out kind of what's going on. And I went in there, and there was nobody on that side of the house. There was nothing going on. I can't explain some of the things that I'm seeing, and usually I'm pretty skeptical that way. I mean, I know I've called it a couple of times and I've related stories, but I do try and eliminate what could have possibly caused it. Like, maybe I'm just catching the wind, or, you know, we don't have any AC vents in the house, but it, you know, stuff like that. And then we had a Halloween party last weekend, And our neighbors, and I don't know if I've told you about them yet, but they are really a really nice older couple. It's Dave and Janice, and we invited them over for the Halloween party. And one of the things that I don't think I've mentioned is Dave he grew up in the house that we purchased. So he's been they're a really nice couple. They're not creepy or anything like that. You know, super helpful. They've got a garden, you know, things like that. They're just really nice. So he's been really helpful as far as asking, like, oh, hey, when was this part of the house built? Or do you have any, you know, what do you remember? And, you know, as far as like structure and stuff like that. So I was kind of curious when they came over during the Halloween party. I was talking to the wife, Janice, and I asked her, I said, your mom and dad lived in this house, right? And she said, yeah. She goes, it's Dave's mom and dad, and they lived in the house, but then Dave's dad got sick, and he stayed in our home so we could take care of him, which is right next door, literally. But the mom was in the house. Her name was Mary, and she lived in your house until she died. And I went, did she die in the house? Because I wanted to know. I probably shouldn't have asked, but I don't know. Curiosity gets the better view, I suppose. But apparently she did. It apparently wasn't tragic or anything like that. It was just she was old and she was sick. She died peacefully, but, you know, one of those things. So the more things that happen. I didn't tell you the most important story, and I'm sorry this is a little long, but I was outside a few months prior to that interaction, and as I was standing at the top of the hill, and Dave started walking over to where I was, and I heard the name Norman. I found out when we were at the Halloween party, I had asked the neighbor, Janice, if she had ever, you know, anything weird had ever happened. Like, it's a hard conversation to bring up. You know, you don't want to sound, people are receptive to this kind of stuff. And I just kind of said, has anything ever happened? And have you ever seen anything? And she's like, oh yeah, this house is pretty much haunted. And, you know, I mean, it was nice validation. But then I asked her in relation to the story I was just relaying to you, I said, who's Norman? And she goes, where did you hear that name? And I said, well, I didn't want to tell her the story right away because, again, kind of weird. And she, I told her the story. I said, I heard it when your husband was walking up the hill to me one day, was bringing me something, and I heard someone say the name Norman. It was a woman's voice. And she goes, that was his father's name. So there's that. I have no idea. I had never heard that name before that instance had happened. So that was kind of an interesting thing. I don't know how I feel about living in a house now. That's haunted. I'm a little skeptical because I don't want negative things to start occurring because you never know what can happen, but I'll definitely keep you guys updated. And if anything else comes up, I just, you know, I love your show, and I'm grateful I have something to contribute, but at the same time, I kind of don't want it in my house. So, anyway, you guys have a great day, and thanks.
There you go. A haunted house that is kind of at odds with of whether she's wanting it or not.
Well, I wouldn't want to be in a haunted house. I wouldn't.
No.
But, okay, so that would be a weird one for the neighbors. Because it's like, is the house haunted by the guy's mother? That would be weird, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, that would be weird if, you know, my dad was haunting someplace that, you know, like someplace he used to live. That would just be weird to know my dad was a ghost someplace
yeah.
else.
You'd almost like want to go visit the house then and just hang out for a while. And just like, hey, do you mind if I just hang out in your kitchen for a while?
But it's Yeah, right. And so since it could possibly be this guy's mother.
Yeah.
Like, could he come over and talk to her and say, hey, don't be scaring these people, mom, or mom, just help him get up in the morning and do kind things all day, you know, mm-hmm. don't scare them. But it just, that's a weird concept. Because usually when the house is haunted, you have to do this research. And if you ever figure it out, and chances are you won't.
Yeah.
But that would be so weird. That would be so weird for the guy to think that his mom's haunting the house next door. Like, come on, mom. You can't do this.
Here's what's going to happen in the next call from Summer. She's going to call and be like, oh, my God, I came home from work today. And the neighbors next door that had that beautiful garden and they were really nice, the house is abandoned and it looks like no one's lived there for years. And I talked to another neighbor down the road and they said, yeah, they've died a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
In a tragic house fire.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
They have been, and that's like a movie.
And it's really them that have been haunting the house the whole time. And they thought they were just talking to their neighbors about the ghosts, but they were talking to the ghosts about the ghosts. Huh?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's going to be called Dave and Janice.
That's how it's all going to... What a blockbuster movie title. This fall, Dave and Janice. Look, I don't...
The movie. But that is just such a weird concept to me. So it almost makes me think it's not his mom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how would... It seems like if it was his mom that he would walk in there and be like, mom,
yeah,
wouldn't you kind of pick up on your own mother, or wouldn't your own mother try to get through to you? Or is that why they go to their house to visit?
You would think it was, you know, he'd be able to pick up on it. But, you know, you never know. It could just simply be, you know, it just Dave and Janice from the makers of the Partridge Family. Comes Dave and Janice. There you go. Dave is such like a non-scary name. It's just like a...
Well, Janice.
And Janice too.
I mean, Janice is your best friend. She's not a ghost.
Neither are like threatening in any way, shape, or form. It's like Dave, Janice, you know, like, okay. So... Oh, there you go. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. And that's going to wrap up our show for today. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. An EPP is what we call you at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and so much more. And you keep us on the air. Check it out. Ghostpodcast.com. Or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.